I was talking.
Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and we are live here again, praise the Lamb of God, in the studio, and we're thanking and praising God for each of you that's calling in, chiming in today to be with us here at PSM Live with Prophetic Perspectives. What an awesome God we serve, what an awesome God he is, that he would allow us to see another day and be able to join hand in hand again, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in Prophetic Perspectives here at PSM. We thank God for the blog radio show industry for allowing us this opportunity to come into your hearts, into your homes, into your places of confinement, and everywhere that our voice is being heard all over the world. We thank God for this international outreach that goes all the way down in Ghana, Africa, people, and all the way up in the UK and other places that have not even identified themselves, all types of phone numbers, foreign exchange error codes that we have never ever seen before comes across our switchboard, and the stats as they send them of the thousands of people that listens to the show, even after the show goes off through the archives. And we thank and praise God that he's using us as an instrument of his love today, as an instrument of his life and what he's doing in this season. And it is my will, praise the Lamb of God, that one thing happens as I continue to minister to you day by day, these 4 days a week, coming into your hearts and your lives these 2 hours of the day, and that is that I give you what God gives me, that I reveal to you truth, and that you grow and develop as people of God with your giftings, praise the Lamb of God, that I be able to restore some of you back to the place where you need to be as it relates to your ministries, that you are built up on every side, praise the Lamb of God, and that the prophetic word becomes alive in your life and that you hear God. Someone called me this morning and said, oh, my God, I received a prophetic word from God. I received a prophetic word from God this morning, and my heart leaped. And I said, well, a prophet prophesied to you? They said, no, God spoke to me this morning. And they were so excited what God had spoke to them, and my heart was overwhelmed because I've been teaching and sharing with them how to get into the presence of the Lord and how to hear the voice of God. And now they're hearing God on their own. People of God, I tell you in this season, praise the Lamb of God, my God, my God, my God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, as quick as I can post something on the page, it's starting to happen. All this flooding down in Calgary, people of God, look at God move. 75,000 forced from their homes. People of God, I just published this. I've just been prophesying that God said he's visiting the cities. 75,000 people forced from their homes in Calgary. Lord, have mercy. Severe flood, swamp. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God in heaven. Have mercy, Lord. People of God, we are in a most devastating time, and I just want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, it's so important to hear God in this season. I just got off the phone with one of my prayer partners, praise the Lamb of God, Pastor Helen Epps, who has the prayer center down in Dallas, Texas, and we talk and pray a lot together, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, iron sharpens iron, and she was just telling me some of the things that God has been showing her in the spirit and talking to me about on the same lines that God is talking to me on. This is not a joke, people of God. This is not a joke. If you think it is, turn on CNN right now and see what is happening. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 75,000 people are forced from their homes in Calgary. This is no joke, praise the Lamb of God. Mudslides, roads collapsing, bridges out, roads out, everything. The whole nine yards, like something off a sci-fi movie. And this is what God is speaking in this season, that I'm visiting the cities and I'm moving in the cities and there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And I'm saying to you, people of God, now is the time to press in. Now is the time, praise the Lamb of God, to do that God has called us to do. Now is the time to find our places, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on the altar of God and give God our hearts and our souls and allow God, hallelujah, to do what he desires to do in and through us. You may be the salvation of your family, just by being the recipient of the prophetic word. You may be the salvation of your family just by being the recipient, praise the Lamb of God, of an action that God tells you to do that could save your entire family during this time. Praise the Lamb of God. There is going to be more. Watch what the prophet has spoken. I have told you. I have prophesied, my God, up to 100,000 residents, oh my God, face evacuation due to flooding. 100,000 people are displaced. People of God, this is not a joke. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. OMG. Wow. 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 All we can do is pray. Praise the Lamb. All right. Praise God. I just want you all to know that I love you. This is not something that I want to see happening. What God is speaking in this season, this is something that I have prayed and asked for the mercy of God continuously. Hallelujah. I believe that's one reason why he speaks to me, because I pray for this nation so much. I pray for our cities so much. I have a love for so many of our cities here in America that I have visited, that I have been a part of over my lifespan. And I hold dear in my heart, of course, the Detroit area is one of them because I reside here. And then, of course, Chicago, my hometown, praise the Lamb of God, is another one that is very dear to my heart. And there's others. Boy, Albuquerque, I love Albuquerque. I love Texas, Dallas, Texas area. I love Dallas, praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of cities and stuff that I love to visit. I love to go and be in ministry activity in. But I'm telling you this right now, even my prayers cannot save, praise the Lamb of God, and deliver these cities that God has spoken upon. Hear the word of the Lord. I am visiting the cities. I'm walking to and fro as I did in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I will judge each city according to their deeds, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In a nutshell, hallelujah. This is why, Lord, because they have ignored me. Why, Lord, because they will not call unto me. Why, Lord, because they will not repent. Why, Lord, because they will not return unto me, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb. We owe God his homage. We owe God, hallelujah, acknowledgement. We owe God, my God, all. We owe God all for all that he does. And it's our, praise the Lamb of God, it's our responsibility to make sure that God is made known in the earth realm to others, to our family members, to those that are around us. It's our responsibility to make God known, praise the Lamb of God. And when we ignore God as though he does not exist, as though he did not put the food on your table, he did not put the shelter around you, the home that you live in or the apartment or whatever, and when we ignore God in these ways, when we ignore God that God is doing in the land, that he is the cause that the sun is shining, that he is the cause, praise the Lamb of God, that the grass is growing around us. When we ignore that God is the cause of the food that we eat, praise the Lamb of God, and the water that we drink and the air that we breathe, we will see a move of God, hallelujah, to make you say there's somebody bigger than you and I. There's somebody greater than you and I. Praise the Lamb of God. When we ignore God and mankind is ignoring God, how do you ignore God? By ignoring his word, by ignoring his statutes, by ignoring his precepts, by ignoring what he said for you to do. Hallelujah. You ignore God. And any one of us as parents must understand this. We have to. What would you do if your child ignored you? Your every request of your child, and yet you're feeding and clothing and housing. You would do something, praise the Lamb of God, to let that child know that I am your parent. I am your provision. I am your way maker. I'm the one got sheets for you to sleep on at night and soap for you to wash your face in the morning and brush your teeth. I am the one, Hallelujah. Pay your lunch money and get you to school. I am the one that buy those gym shoes and clothes on your back. I'm the one. If you don't send them that message, then there's something wrong with you. God sends that message. And the message is going to be sent stronger that he lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that he reigns in the affairs of men. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is not a time. This is not the season to play games with God, neither to play games with his word. Hallelujah. I love you all today. PSM, those of you chiming in, I love you all today. Praise the Lamb. But we must come to understand what God is doing in this season and why he is doing it. Return unto me, says the Lord. Return. Return unto me. That's a people who have known their God and have walked away from him. Return unto me. Hallelujah. Return unto me, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, come let us reason together. Though they be, hallelujah, like crimson, and I'll make them white as snow and soft as lamb's hair. Come, let's reason. My God, my God. Floods trap 50,000, kill 550 in India. Rescue crews are looking for victims. Here we are, another one. God is moving. Praise the Lamb of God. We just started talking about this a couple of days ago. Singapore, pollution record set. Haze caused fire in Indonesia. Just turn on CNN. It's like watching a horror show. Like sci-fi. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. My God, my God, my God. Thank God for our intercessors that's here with us today. Those of you that's chiming in, this is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. You're live with PSM, Praise the Lamb of God. I have been prophesying. We have been talking about this for several weeks, Praise the Lamb of God, even some months, really some years, Praise the Lamb of God, as God has been giving us prophetic word concerning his move and what he was going to do in the earth realm. Praise God. And even as we were fasting the 50 days for power, I told you if it's going to come in the spiritual dimension, then it must come, praise the Lamb of God, in the physical dimension. If God's going to display his power in the physical, he's going to display his power in the spiritual. So it is in the unseen, it manifests in the seen, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're listening to my voice today, you want to be a part of our live studio, hallelujah, on Intercessory Friday today, error code 646-564-9818, error code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live studio here, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's many of you, praise the Lamb of God, right now who are uneasy about your position. Praise the Lamb of God about your finances and about where you are. Praise the Lamb of God in life. I want to say something to you right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to remember my words. There is a shift, praise the Lamb of God, that is taking place even while you're listening to my voice. Praise the Lamb of God. Some things are going to change dynamically, praise the Lamb of God, in the way we do business. And it's going to cause wealth and riches to come into your hands. Just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. When God moves, he moves on behalf of his people as well as to give his name glory. If you knew like I knew, you would be shouting hallelujah right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Because all of this is going to work out to your good. All of this is going to work out for your good. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to see the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, that addeth no sorrow, come unto you. Praise the Lamb of God. And your direction is going to change. Your lifestyle is going to change. And things are going to be made better before you because of the move of God that he's doing in this season. We must remember, people of God, hallelujah, all of this that God is doing is not just because of his anger. Praise the Lamb of God, and him being ignored. it's also because of what they did to his people. Praise the Lamb of God. The displacement of people, hallelujah, out of their homes, the displacement of people from jobs, the displacement of people from their monies through Wall Street crashing, and people losing their monies and losing their jobs and losing their homes and losing their integrity and losing their mind. I said it, and I said it 100 times. I said 101. They did not know that they was putting their hands on God's anoint. They did not know that they were robbing the people of God. They did not know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, when they gave out all of those loans and things that they was signing those contracts to people who were shouting in those homes as they were moving in, thanking God for them and praising God in their homes. And then they took all those homes from those people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do you think God sitting on his throne just saying, well, I gave and I take away? No, he's not. God is displeased when the poor is mistreated. God is displeased when the poor is made poorer while the rich get richer off the back of the poor. God is displeased when widows and orphans are not cared for. God, and you walk around with purple, dressed up, eating, drinking the best, living in the highest, flying around in your private planes and doing everything, and there's people who are suffering and you don't care, and there's no care for them, and you don't care about care for them. You only care about your greed and how much more money you can have and what you can do. Praise the Lamb of God. God is not pleased. And he sends a message to the king, and he sends a message to all of the officials. God is not pleased, praise the Lamb of God, when the poor is sold for a pair of shoes. God is not pleased when women can't feed their children, when their bellies are swollen with hunger. God is not pleased when people are sitting on the edge of their nervous system, not knowing if they're going to have a place to lay their head the next day because of what you've done. God is not happy about it. And there is a law of retribution. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a law of retribution, hallelujah, that America is going to be faced with. And we're going to see God moving. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, across the land. Got to call it. Erico 818.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you?
I'm blessed, Albertine. How are you doing today?
I am blessed. Just praising the Lord. Just blessed.
Hallelujah.
Just thanking him. Just praying and interceding for a lot of other people and trusting God for the things that I've already prayed for. And just loving the Word of God, studying, and just trying to stay focused. Just really trying to stay focused.
Hallelujah. Well, you just stay in that focus place, stay in that word, and stay with your ear and your eye attentive upon God in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. And I say that to all of my sons and daughters. Praise God. This is not the season for a whole lot of foolishness. This
yes.
is not the season for a whole lot of jumping around and running around carelessly. This is a season, praise the Lamb of God, for us to be in a prayer posture, in a prayer place. The hand of the Lord is on me even now while I'm speaking to you all. This is a season to seek the face of God for direction. Don't you move. Don't you pack up. Don't you go nowhere. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope Cammie is listening to my voice. Without God, praise the Lamb of God, giving you direction. Don't you do it. Don't you, I don't care how much money is offered. I don't care what, you may be moving to your death place. Praise the Lamb of God. You better wait on God in this season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait on God and let God be God in our lives in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he may have you in a place where his grace abounds for you and you are not aware. Praise the Lamb of God. Be at peace in this season. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, and God will give directives. Moses had to wait on God to tell him to stretch that rod out. It looked tight, hallelujah, but our God made a way out of no way. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Made a highway in the desert that day. Praise the Lamb of God, and put a road in the middle of the Red Sea, hallelujah, for his children to cross over with a wall of fire between them and their enemies. Praise the Lamb of God, and then drowned all their enemies, hallelujah, and took them into their promised place. Praise the Lamb of God, and God will do the same thing for you, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, hallelujah. Let me see who this is. Error code 313, your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet. How are you doing today, Papa Shake?
Hey, but my son, Brett, I ain't heard your voice in a while. How you doing, son?
I'm good, Prophet. Just been working and, you know, seeking God's face, taking some time to really draw closer to him and, you know, do some self-evaluation. God is good. God is good.
Hallelujah. That he is. God is good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How's it going down in Chicago?
Yes, everything's cool. Just getting back in the mix, you know, working. And I'm headed back out to California in a couple of days, you know, go back out there for a couple of weeks. So just traveling and, you know, doing what I believe God is telling me to do right now in this season. I'm just doing what I need to do right now for my family and for myself. So all is well, Prophet. All is good.
Well, you can't do more than that. Praise the Lamb of God. And that is what God will have you to do in this season, man of God. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so excited about what God is doing with you and through you and through your family. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know it's going to get better. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Things are going to get better. God is going to bring things together, and he's going to make it work for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Right there where you are. Hallelujah. Yes. He's going to make it work for you. Watch.
Wow. Amen. I know it.
That's what I tell you. He's going to make it work for you right there where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To the Lamb of God. Don't you love Jesus today, people? Praise God. If you don't, something wrong. Hallelujah. He is a wonderful, wonderful God to love today. Hallelujah. I'm just giving warning today, man. The Lord has been really speaking to me about this visitation to these cities. And my God, hallelujah, I'm telling you, we're going to see some mess, man, this go around. They have ignored God just too much.
Yes.
They have ignored God, hallelujah. And God is going to move, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But his movement is on our behalf, and we must understand that a lot of this is going to result in some great blessings being bestowed and brought to our doorsteps. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lot of what God is going to do is going to be a blessing to us. But he must bring this nation, especially, back to a place of acknowledging him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's going to bring people back in his house, calling on his name. Hallelujah. And praying in sincerity, and not these one-day emergency prayers. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. These 911 prayers, and then go and live any way you want to, because God don't care nothing about your lifestyle. God cares as much as any parent cares about the way you look, the way you act, and the way you carry yourself. You think God don't care about that when you're made in his image and his likeness? Do you think God don't care? My God. God cares.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Do you care with the way your children look and act and carry themselves?
Yes.
Yeah.
How they act? Yes. the discipline comes when they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
That's right. And you care about the way they dress too, don't you?
Yes, I care about it.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The reflection upon you.
Mm-hmm.
My God, hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, you got to understand, people of God, God, we're created in his image and his likeness, and when God looks at us, he expects to see his reflection and not the reflection of the devil. See, nobody pays attention to this kind of stuff. If I'm made in his image and his likeness, what is he looking for out of me? A reflection of himself. And when I distort that image, then I have removed myself from what he has created me to be. Okay. Y'all get a grip on it by Christmas. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. Son.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Are you going to lead us to the throne of grace today?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. My son is here. I know he's a praying man already. Praise the Lamb of God. We got Brett here. He's from three places. From Detroit. He's from California. Now he's from Chicago. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's going to take us, hallelujah, before the King, our first prayer. Praise God. Then I think I'm going to ask, praise the Albertine. Albertine, you still with us? Albertine. Nope, I guess not. She's listening, I'm sure, but she probably can't talk right now. Praise God. All right, son, come on, pray for us now. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for this awesome day that you have made, Father. Father, we thank you, Father God, for rising us up today, Father God. Well, God, we thank you for waking us up, Father God, allowing us, Father God, to come right now, Father God, to your throne right now, God, seeking your face, Father God, seeking your word and seeking your will for our lives, Father God. I pray right now, God, that you have your way in our lives, Father God, and you forgive us, Father God, of anything, Father God, that we have done or said or, Father God, or thought, Father God, is not pleasing to you, Father God. It does not line up with your word, Father God. It does not line up with your way for what you have for us, Father God. You said, Father God, your word, Father God, that you have ordained our lives, Father God. You have given us, Father God, a future of prosperity and hope, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing this season, Father God. Thank you, Father God, Father God, for sounding an alarm across the nation, Father God. Thank you for the prophet, Father God, who's speaking your word, Father God, and speaking your oracles to the people, Father God, giving us a warning, Father God. God, giving the country and the world a warning, Father God, to get our houses in order, Father God. Get our spiritual houses in order, Father God. Get our physical houses in order, Father God. Get everything, Father God, that's connected to our houses in order, Father. And we thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for your kindness, Father God, and your love, Father God. God, you could have did more than what you've done in Calgary, Father God, but you show mercy, Father God, for that place right now, God. And I pray right now, God, for each and every person, Father God, that's affected right now in that state, in that country right now, God. I pray right now, God, that God, you meet all their needs, Father God, that those, Father God, that are suffering right now, God, cry out to you, Father God. Cry out to you, Father God, in humbleness, Father God. Cry out to you, Father God, in repentance, Father God. Cry out to you, Father God, and ask for forgiveness, Father God, for not doing what you said and they're supposed to do, Father God, or speaking to their hearts and their actions, Father God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for prophet right now, God. I thank you, and I pray right now that you're the protection around him, Father God. I plead the blood right now over his head, Father God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Father God. I pray right now, God, for his finances, Father God. I pray for his home, Father God. I pray for his children, Father God. I pray for his means of transportation, Father God. But most importantly, Father God, I thank you, and I pray for his soul, Father God. Thank you that you continue to prosper his soul, Father God, so he can give us wisdom, and so we can teach, Father God, and minister to the people, God, throughout the world, and that you are ordained and, Father, that's set up for him to minister to, Father God. Oh, God, I pray right now for each and every person, Father God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, that their hearts and their minds are open right now, God, that we are fertile soil right now for the word that's going to come forth today, Father God, for the ministry, Father God. God, let our hearts be in tune and in line, Father God, to pray right now, Father God. Oh, God, to seek your face, Father God. Father, to cry out for those across the nation, Father God, to cry out for the cities, Father God, to cry out for California, Father God, to cry out for Chicago, Illinois, Illinois, Father God, to cry out for Michigan, Father God, to cry out for Indiana, Father God, to cry out for Albuquerque, Ghana, Father God, the UK, Father God. We cry out to you right now, God. You said if your people will humble themselves, Father God, and pray and seek your face, and you will hear them from heaven, Father God, and you will heal the land. So right now, God, we're crying out to you, Father God. God, we're seeking your face, Father God, and we're in our prayer posture right now, God, asking you, Father God, to have mercy, Father God. Oh, God, to have mercy on us, Father God. To have mercy on us, Father God. Have mercy on us, Father God. Oh, God, have mercy on your people on today, Father God. Oh, God, let us come humble, Father God. Let our hearts, Father God, not be hardened, Father God. Let our mind not be focused on the things of this world, Father God, but focus on spiritual things, Father God. Oh, God, I pray right now, God, for those in hospital rooms, Father God, in hospital beds, Father God. I pray for anyone who's struggling with sickness, Father. I pray for anyone, Father God, in the prison systems, Father God. God, who don't know why they're in jail, who might know why they're in jail, Father God. But, God, let it be a learning experience, Father God. I pray right now, God, for those young people right now. Oh, God, our young people need your help right now, Father. Oh, God, it's summertime coming, Father God. Our young people need you more than ever, Father God. Oh, God, I cry out for the city of Chicago, Father God, and all the young people that's being killed, Father God, by gun violence on the south side, Father God. I pray right now, God, that the blood, Father God, as they're running on the street, Father God, be cleansed right now, God. Cleanse your streets right now in Chicago, Father God. Cleanse your streets, Father God. Let those, Father God, those in power, Father God, those administrators in the police department, Father God, oh, God, let them do what they're supposed to do, Father. Let them do what they need to do, Father God, to help this city, Father God. Change, Father God. We pray right now for a shift, Father God, to peace and not violence, Father God. We pray for a shift instead of hate to love, Father God. Satan, we are serving you notice right now in Jesus' name that you have no authority right now, God, that he has no authority, that you have no right for place in our homes and in our lives. You need to go right now, and I pray right now, God, the blood over our homes, blood over our children. Oh, God, anoint your children, Father God. Anoint your children right now, God, that they need to be protected in the summer camps, Father God. Anoint your children, Father God, that need to be helped, that need help, Father God, going to college, God. Anoint your children, Father God, that need provision to go to college, Father God, who have dreams of going to college, Father God, and don't know where the money is coming from, Father. Your children need it, Father God. Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, give us understanding and wisdom and guidance, Father God, to draw back to you, Father God. God, we accept the shift right now in the atmosphere. We accept the shift to prosperity, Father God. We accept the shift, Father God, to a prosperous place like Canaan, Father God. Oh, God, where the fruit was so big, Father God, it took four people to carry them, Father God. Oh, God, let us bring back a harvest, Father God, that's a hundredfold, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father God. We know that all things are working together for our good, Father, who are called to your purpose, Father. Hallelujah, Father God. Oh, God, I pray for those who's struggling, Father God, who's struggling mentally, Father God. I pray right now for depression, Father God, and anxiety, Father God. Oh, God, and heartache, Father God, to be lifted right now in Jesus' name, Father. Schizophrenia, we bind it in Jesus' name, Father God. Retardation, we bind it in Jesus' name, Father God. Oh, God, you give us a sound mind. You've given us a sound mind, Father God. Oh, God, you've given us a sound mind, Father God. So I pray right now for Jehovah's Shalom to rest upon your people on today, Father. Hallelujah, Father God. Oh, God, retribution, Father God. Let your country, Father God, begin to walk in retribution, Father God, and healing and delivering and restoration, Father God. Oh, God, time out for the foolishness, Father God, and the carelessness, Father God. Let us stand in time of maturity, Father God. Oh, in a time of maturity, Father God. Oh, God, let us stand into a time of maturity and education right now, Father God, and wisdom and guidance, Father God. Direct our steps, direct our path, Father. God, move us out of a place, Father God, that is not ordained by you, Father God, and move us to you where you want us to do, Father God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done as it is in heaven, Father God. Oh, God, thank you for our daily bread, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for our clothes and for our money, Father. Thank you for the money that you've given us. Thank you for the vehicles that we drive, Father. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our spouses. I spare special prayer, Father, for the spouses, Father God, for husbands and wives, Father God. Oh, God, I pray for oneness right now in Jesus' name. I pray for healing in Jesus' name right now, God. Have your way, Father. Let your will be done, Father God. Have your way in our lives, Father God. I pray a special prayer for the Brown household, Father God. I pray right now, God, for supernatural increase in our lives right now, Father. I pray that you bring us back together, Father God, stronger than ever before, Father God, and every prophetic word manifests itself, Father God, in your timing, Father God. Not our timing, Father God, but your timing, Father. Let your timing, Father God, be the center and the focus of our lives, Father God. I thank you, Father, for all that you do for us, Father God. I thank you for your people. I thank you for your intercessors. I thank you for your administrators, Father God. I thank you for every church, PSM, Father God. Thank you for TCA, Father God. Thank you for every church connected to every person on this line right today, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, and I praise your holy
Hallelujah,
name.
Hallelujah, God.
Glorify your name, Father God. We worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God. We worship you. We praise your holy name because you are worthy, Father. You are worthy, Father. Only you, Father God. We declare it so, Father. We thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice. We thank you for the blood. Oh, we thank you for standing in the gap for us. Hallelujah to your name. We glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for our son today. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God. Did y'all hear my son praying today? Hallelujah. I love my sons and daughters in the Lord that don't mind, praise the Lamb, don't have no shame. Hallelujah. When it comes down to entering into the presence of God and praying before the Lord and praying in public, oh, my goodness, and such sincerity comes from their hearts as praying, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got another caller here. Let me see who this is. We're going to pray today, people of God, hallelujah, on this intercessory day. We want to definitely pray over the nations, praise the Lamb of God. We want to pray over our cities today, people of God. I'm telling you, God is going to move in the cities, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's coming to a city near you. Hallelujah. I promise you this. Praise God. So I'm asking you now to help us to pray for the mercy, the compassion, praise the Lamb of God, protection of God over our children. Erica 248, your mic is hot.
My soul.
Great.
Love.
Are you there?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hi, Dad.
Ooh,
this is Divine Favor. That song, My Soul Loves Jesus, was just ringing in my spirit.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
I pray even now for a spirit of love today. Amen.
Praise.
Just a spirit of love. Would you like for me to start praying now?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're calling in to pray. You can start praying at will.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we just thank you for your spirit of love today.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you that your spirit of love just permeates throughout this radio show. We pray that every listener, everyone that wants to listen in, that can't, will receive such a spirit of love, love that will cause a spirit of evangelism, that will go out and compel men to come. Father God, we thank you for an anointing, God, to love even our enemies, to love the unlovable, to love our family, to love our friends, to love the unknown, Father God. We pray, oh God, that the spirit of love, God, would overtake us, oh God, and it will go throughout the land, Father God. God, your word says, oh God, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. Father God, this love that you're releasing, God, we thank you that it's causing us to be humble, Father God. It's causing us to examine ourselves, to search our hearts, oh God. God, if there's any unforgiveness, if there's any bitterness, oh God, if there's any anger, God, whatever is in our hearts, oh God, God, we pray that, God, we will release it today, that your love would overtake us, Father God. We pray right now, Lord God, hallelujah, that this love will begin to go from heart to heart and breast to breast, from city to city, from state to state, and even in the nations, Father God, that we won't see color, we won't see gender, and oh yes, the spirit of prejudice, God, that you will show us this spirit and that we will face it head on, God. That, God, we will no longer, oh God, see as the world sees at the hour, God. But you said no man by the spirit, Father God. Cause the love, oh God, to cause us to intercede like we've never interceded before, Father. We pray right now that the spirit of humility, oh God, as we humble ourselves, oh God, as we seek you, as we pray, Father God, God, that we will continue to stand in the gap, oh God, that the people will begin to, hallelujah, be shaken and be stirred, oh God, to run not just to church and to religion, but to a relationship with you, Father. They just won't call God, God, hallelujah, but they will call on Jesus. For you said the spirit of Antichrist does not acknowledge you as the Son of God. We come against the strong men of the spirit of Antichrist today. We bind it to the power and the blood of Jesus. And we lose the love of Jesus. We lose salvation and deliverance. We bind the spirit of Buddha. We come against these strong men today, and we lose your love. We lose your love in the nations. We loose an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Father God, we thank you. We heard the word of the prophet. We received the prophet. God, you said, so shall we prosper. Cause us to apply the word today, Father God, that we won't move without you, God. Cause us to be like Moses and to wait. Wait on our orders, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, no matter where we are, Father God, individually, no matter where we are in our neighborhoods, on our jobs, oh God, in our church homes, in our cities, Father God, give us a sensitivity to move, God, when you say move, to wait when you say wait. Cause us to hear you, God, because of your love towards us, oh God, and hear you and wait and move when you say move, oh God. God, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you now for the nations coming back to you, Father God, repenting and coming back to you, for the cities repenting and coming back to you, Father. We thank you, God, for not just the 24-hour prayer lines, but the assemblies that are open 24 hours, oh God. We thank you that we're on our post, oh God. We even thank you for shaking and stirring the youth, oh God, to not be ashamed or afraid. God, you said you're looking for, hallelujah, the youth, oh God, that's not ashamed of you, Father. And we thank you that the love that you're pouring out, God, is causing a spirit of ashamedness of you, Father God, to go. You said if we be ashamed of you, you be ashamed of us. God, we repent, oh God, for the times that we compromise. The times that we was afraid, oh God, to say I'm a child of God. The times that we wouldn't speak up boldly and say I love Jesus. We thank you that that's taking place and changing right now, God. A boldness is being released today in the name of Jesus to acknowledge you, God, in the cities, in the nations, oh God. Even in PSMI, oh God. We praise you, oh God, for the anointing of evangelism. We thank you for right now ready rhema word, God. This life changing, oh God. This bringing about deliverance and healing. Not only physically, but emotionally, God. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Blessing and honor and glory and majesty and power and might. Hallelujah. Be unto our God in this day. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I thank you for your children. I thank you, Father, for your ones. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for your daughters. Thank you, Father, for those who are doing according to your word today. Thank you for those and to hear your word, Father. Hallelujah. I pray now, Father, in Jesus' name, that the doors will be open. Hallelujah, that the promise fill themselves. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, we seek your face.
Yes,
you're an awesome God today.
Yes, Lord.
Look
yes,
on Pierre. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I know you love
Jesus.
You have spoken too many
thank
times
you,
in your love for us. Hallelujah to your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
I place a blanket check on us today.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And held up will be released, Father.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
That hallelujah.
Yes, God.
New and fresh provision will come. New doors would open unto us. Hallelujah. New windows open unto us. Hallelujah. Just as you showed me the portal in heaven opening. Hallelujah. In the rain of your blessings showering down upon your servant. Let it run down my head. Hallelujah. As the oil of Aaron. Down to my beard, to my shirt. Hallelujah, and on to your people, Father. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Bless today. Bless mightily those who are tithing, those who are sowing seeds, oh God, to the kingdom, those who have been doing it, oh God. Hallelujah, and they've been hoping in you. Show them, oh God, your hand mightily. Show them your hand mightily, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Show them your way. Show them your will. Show them your love.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
I ask
for
manifestation in this season.
Yes,
that they
Lord,
may
Lord,
know
Jesus.
That God is in heaven. That they may
my
know
Lord,
his
Lord,
love
Jesus.
Is upon them, Father. Bless them today, Father. Children in the streets this summer. Cover them in your blood. In your blood, blood run down the blood and let cover them. Oh God, oh God, we pray for your mercy, we pray for your grace. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah. Thou are merciful to a thousand generations. Thou, oh God, run the remote. Suffered and died. Thou, O God, who risen from the dead, from God. Hallelujah. Awesome God. Look on our children, O God. Hallelujah. Even as you're moving, awaken them to your doing. Awaken them to see you. Awaken them to call on your name. Awaken them, O God. Snatch them, O God, from the illusions of the world. Snatch them, O God, from the distant Father. Snatch them, O God.
Snatch them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you might have prophets and prophetess, that you might have apostles and sons and daughters.
Yes.
O God, look on our seed today.
Yes.
Preserve our children, Father.
Preserve our children.
Preserve them for your glory. Preserve them for your glory. Preserve them for your glory today.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, your God, today I know you're able. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I pray for the children today, Father.
Yes.
Every spirit of perversion that comes against them, Father, through the television, through the internet, hallelujah, in the schoolyard, Father, churches, Father, every spirit of perversion, oh God, we raise up a standard against the enemy now, in the name of Jesus. Ow! Unclean spirit. Hallelujah, God, we bind it to the pit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You've given us power over the devil of hell. Father, in Jesus, we say back to the pit. We bind that spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Name. Hallelujah
yes.
to your
yes,
name,
Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise. We give you praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
For hearing
yes,
us.
Lord. Yes,
for
Lord.
Hearing us.
Oh God.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Hearing. 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 Hearing.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah to
God. Hey, God, everlasting Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. In here today, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. People of God, this is our intercessory prayer day. This is the day. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We see, praise the Lamb of God. Each God who wants to volunteer to pray for our churches today. Pray for the apostles, to pray for the prophets. From somebody right here, area code 734. I believe this prophet Daryl. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Area code 734. Your mic is hot.
It's Raphael, prophet.
Hey Raphael, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed of the Lord, man of God. Hallelujah. How you doing today? All's well over?
All is well. All is well.
What state are you in?
Huh?
What state are you in today?
I'm in Illinois today.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
I'm sitting here with your daughter, Pastor Gail, and Elder Shaquan and Reggie, and we're talking about the goodness of Jesus today.
Praise God. He is a good God, isn't he? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, son, I want you to pray for the churches and pray for all of the fivefold ministry, especially. Praise the Lamb of God, that the pastors, hallelujah, that those who shepherd the people of God, that their eyes would be open, that their ears would be open and attentive to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that the word of God, free course, and all of these messages, praise the Lamb of God, that we put together and bring to before the people will turn into prophetic word. Hallelujah. And not just words that sound good, but words that's going to make an impact because they're spirit and because they're life. Not words that move the emotion, but move the hearts of people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, pray for us now. In Jesus' name.
We bless your name, God. You're worthy, God. We lift you up because you're mighty and you're awesome, O God. We magnify your holy name, O God, because you are King, you are Lord, O God. And we exalt you, God, and we give you what's due your name, O God. Father, we come, God, even as
intercessors. Yes, yes.
Pages, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're asking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not have church as usual, oh God, but we will be about your kingdom business, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word declares that the kingdom suffers violence, but the violence take it by force, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you would raise up people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that will be bold and sold out for your kingdom. God, I'm asking, God, that today, God, that you will raise up the pastors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that they will not sway, oh God, that they will not be given over to filthy lucre, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But God, they will stand on the front line for your people, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, God, that you will fix their hearts, oh God. Mend the hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Of every pastor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we call forth, God, the evangelist, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow them to evangelize to your people, oh God. Give them the words, oh God, to say to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bind every spirit, oh God, that tries to stop them, oh God, from being who you called for them to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, come to teach us today, God. Allow them to teach, oh God, even as the Spirit gives them utterance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that every spirit, oh God, that contrary to your will, God, would be uprooted, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask, oh God, for a Holy Ghost takeover in your teachers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Search the prophet today, God, in the name of Jesus. Allow them to speak not with power, God. Allow them to speak with conviction, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, turn something, oh God, from the alive, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Align with the power, God. Align with the presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, everything, God, that's not right, God, would come up in subjection, oh God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God, we speak in the name of Jesus.
Oh God, God.
Your name, because you're worthy, O God.
I am.
We give you what through your name, O God.
God,
and God will be on us, O temple, God. We give you the glory and give you the honor, God.
Oh, God.
And give you the praise, God.
Cleanse
and the honor to Jesus' name we pray. Amen and bless God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Cleanse and purge us, O God. Hallelujah, God. There's righteousness. There's a mighty stream in your church. Hallelujah. Let holiness, O God, be second nature to us. O God, in Jesus' mighty name, help us to live, O God, according to your precepts. Hallelujah. That your power may rest upon us. That your hand may be upon your servants in your house, O God. That healing may break forth in your churches, O God. That healing and deliverance may break forth, O God. That demons can be cast out, O God. That demons will fear to cross the threshold of the door, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke every Jezebelic spirit. We rebuke every warlock spirit. Hallelujah. We declare that a witch shall not live in your presence, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We give you your church back today, Father. We lift it up high to you, Father, because you bled and suffered and died for it. The church belongs to you, Father. Let the Spirit of the living God walk up in our churches afresh. Let the Spirit of the living God have free course in the houses again. Let the Spirit of the living God take hold, O God, of the men and women that stand before you. Let the Spirit of the living God purify and crisp the air that we breathe in your house, Father. It belongs to you, Lord. It's yours, O God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, God, our love is yours. Set our love upon you. Set our affections upon you. We set our hearts upon you today, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. We call on your name.
I love you, Jesus.
We call on your name. Your word said if we cry out,
Jesus.
You will hear us, O God.
Yes.
Your words cry out, O God, that you would respond to us. Your word said if we cried out, O God, you would deliver, O God. That if we cried out, Father, you would make ways for us. The word says it, O God. We believe your word in this day. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord,
to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah,
yes,
to the Lamb of God. My God, my God, my God, my God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
My.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lamb
Thank
of God.
You.
Put Pastor Gail on for me. Hallelujah. Raphael, to Pastor Gail, come on the line.
Yes, Lord. Ah, my shikidity, oh, shata. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God in heaven. Well, I guess you can't. Praise God. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, in this season, people of God, hear prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to a greater place. Hallelujah. Of a dimension in prayer of understanding. Praise the Lamb of God. The move of God in our lives. Hallelujah. And his desire for us to be in his presence in this season. I have talked, praise the Lamb of God, in private here of late in the last few days to 10 to 15 people, and the word of the Lord has been basically the same to them. Tell them, son, that I want them to come into my presence, to press their way into my presence, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's more than prayer. It's presence, praise the Lamb. Is more than just praying, than bowing your head and praying. It's coming into the presence of God. That's the whole nine yards. Hallelujah. It's going to take some singing unto the Lord. It's going to take some praise. It's going to take some worship. It's going to take some pressing in, praise the Lamb of God. It's going to take some shutting things out. It's going to take going in your secret closet and closing that door, praise the Lamb of God, and spending time in the presence of the Lord. When you go into the presence of the Lord, people of God, hallelujah, I know a lot of you have heard the scripture, and praise the Lamb of God, and we rejoice in it, but we really haven't examined the fullness of it that says, in his presence is the fullness of joy. In his presence is the fullness of peace. And at his right hand are pleasures evermore. Praise the Lamb of God in his presence. Hallelujah. When you can access the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God. When you access the presence of God, praise the Lamb, you access a, watch this, people of God, you access a vehicle, praise the Lamb of God, that allows you, hallelujah, to move inside of the raw spirit of God, whereas God can deposit, hallelujah, anointings and giftings in you, upon you, that he can do things for you, praise the Lamb of God, while you're in that place, hallelujah, with God, that will blow your mind in the natural after you come out. Now, I'm telling you this, brothers and sisters, because there's many of you that's earmarked, praise the Lamb of God, for greatness in God, and God wants to give you more. Hallelujah. You've been rapping on the door, you've been rapping on the door, and by the time God opens the door, you're gone. Hallelujah. You've been knocking on the door in prayer, you're knocking on the door, and when God gets to the door and opens the door, you have walked away. Hallelujah. You got to stay there, praise the Lamb of God, until access is made for you to enter into a realm you have never been in before. There are different realms, praise the Lamb of God, of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Until Paul said he was caught up into the third heaven. There are different realms that you can enter into, praise the Lamb of God, when your prayer life, hallelujah, grows to the extent that you dismiss yourself, praise the Lamb of God, that you dismiss yourself, hallelujah, and you enter into this place. And sometimes God will bring you there just as you're falling asleep, hallelujah, or while you're unconscious to yourself, he will give you an out-of-body experience, praise the Lamb of God, and carry you into the various levels of the heavens and show you things, praise the Lamb of God. This happened to me, praise the Lamb of God, just on yesterday, hallelujah, as I was nodding off, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, into a nap, the Lord took me and showed me a portal, praise the Lamb of God, opening in the heavens, and green rain just raining down. Just green rain. I ain't never saw green rain before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then last night, the Lord spoke to me and said, I have opened for you the heavens, and I am pouring out prosperity upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not ashamed to tell you what God told me, because when God said he's going to do it, when God said he has done something, it's done. Praise the Lamb of God. And the devil can't undo it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you today, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I can only share with you my experiences and the revelation I get out of the Word of God. Hallelujah. If when your heart is sincere in prayer for people, when your heart is sincere in the presence of God, and you are seeking the face of God, hallelujah, God will open realms for you, and he will cause you to start understanding the mysteries of his Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and things that have been shut off, hallelujah, from you and from others, he'll start revealing them to you, praise the Lamb of God. I've been in the Lord for a long time, hallelujah, these 50-something years I've been in the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, have been some amazing years. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I'm just getting where I want to be. I'm just really getting to that place, praise the Lamb of God, where the power of God and the presence of God is so heavy upon me, praise the Lamb of God, that without me praying, without me praising, His Spirit just moves on me, praise the Lamb of God, and He just speaks to me while I'm under this anointing. But I'm going to tell you something. It took years of being by myself, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It took days of shut-in. Took weeks of being shut in. It took me hearing God saying, don't go out the house. At one time, He used to tell me, don't look out the window. Stay in here with me. And I had to obey the voice of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It just don't fall on you. Hallelujah. Some things is like He marinates it. You have to soak in it. Praise the Lamb of God, to really take on what God would have you to have in this season. I want you to have it. I want all of the children of God to experience it, because you can, brothers and sisters. You can. Praise the Lamb of God. Our problem is we are addicted to people. Hello? Our problem is we are addicted to people. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And we must get out of that addiction. You got to get addicted to God. You got to get addicted to the Spirit of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And not addicted to people. Some of us can't go an hour without talking on our telephones. Some of us can't go 20 or 30 minutes without texting somebody. We always moving mechanically, electronically, doing something. Praise God, because we are addicted to people. You're going to have to reverse that and get addicted to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't worry about it. He wireless. You ain't got to worry about that. God, what was wireless before AT&T and all the Sprint and all of them ever thought about a tower. He had the tower already. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can text him with a thought. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He's on the cutting edge of technology. I promise you that. You don't have to push a button or anything to access him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Do I love Jesus today? Hallelujah. Is Pastor on the line yet? Pastor Gail Johnson. Raphael.
Pastor Gail went to sign her lease for her new place today.
For the new church building?
No, for her new home.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Tell her to go on with a bad self then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell her to go on with a bad self. Praise God. Oh, the Lord is all over me. Hallelujah. Lord, what are you doing here today? My God, I believe you, God, today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People of God, lift your hands wherever you are right now. I feel a move of God here. I'm not playing either. Hallelujah. I feel
God,
a move
thank
of
you, Jesus.
Come on, lift your hands before
yes,
the Lord.
God, I believe you.
Hallelujah. Oh,
thank
God,
you,
I believe the Lord wants to speak.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Father. Your servants are here. All glory to your name. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. God of the nations.
Mm.
Ah, God of heaven and earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, how we adore you.
Mm.
Bless
you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, Father. Oh, God. Yes, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my Father.
Thank you for
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Yes. Hallelujah. Listen to me, people of God. The Lord, I only can say what I hear God say. God said, tell my people, praise the Lamb of God, and tell my children, hallelujah, that I have released to them this day the blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that the blessing shall be in their hands. Hallelujah. Very soon. And they will know that God has done this thing for them. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If I'm lying, God, if I'm lying on you, kill me today. I don't want to speak another word ever on this radio. If God is not talking to me right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's his holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's released to you. It's released to you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to see the manifestation of it. Praise the Lamb of God. God said you're going to, it's coming to you. It's going to be in your hand.
Yes,
and you're going
God.
To know.
My God,
my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody should be rejoicing now. I ought to be. Hallelujah. He sure didn't have to release that on us.
Thank you, Jesus.
God,
thank you,
my God,
thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Your
thank
praying
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, thank
your
you, Jesus.
Your fasting has not been in vain. Hallelujah. God is releasing now. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I told you his hand on me, boy. I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb. I know when God is upon me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise for your word. I receive also, Father. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, my hand.
Yes, Lord.
Unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Woo, God, thank you. Yes, God. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah, God. I give you praise. I give you praise in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Awesome. Girl, he's awesome. My God is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. He's worthy.
Well, Raphael,
he's so
what
worthy.
Have you done with Prophet Daryl?
Daryl Ramashata. Glory. Glory.
Raphael.
Yes, sir.
What have you all done with Prophet Daryl? Why have you all done this to Prophet? Where is the Prophet?
We don't know where he is, Prophet.
Y'all done made the Prophet mad at y'all. What y'all done to the man of God?
I don't know today, but I don't know what's going on with him.
Put my granddaughter on this phone. Where is my granddaughter?
Right here.
Put her on the phone.
One song.
Grandchild.
Yes.
Why y'all not keeping up with Prophet Daryl?
I talked to him the other day, and I don't know what's going on with him. His friend, I know his friend got killed. Well, he had a heart attack and died, and he was very young. And it was unexpected. And since then, he's just been, I don't know.
Yeah, he might be going through a grieving process.
Right.
Yeah, I know he's been on my heart, though. Hallelujah. We're going to have to lift him up in prayer even more. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. We're going to have to lift him up in prayer. Hallelujah. His heart is set.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I know it's
you know what now?
I said, I know his heart is really heavy.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Y'all got another building coming, too. Praise the Lamb. New beginnings going in another building. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This going to find you.
Oh, praise God.
All looking in the building.
Gonna glory.
God's
yes,
gonna
Lord.
Because he ain't going to have y'all talking about I found it, we found it. Praise God. Mm-mm. This is going to be a God. This is going to be a God thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. God is doing a mighty work for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say this to those of you who are homeowners and those of you, hallelujah, you live on the first floor, especially, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to make sure that you get you some renter's insurance. It doesn't cost that much. It costs pennies. Get you renter's insurance in this season. I'm trying to help you, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is coming and visiting the cities. I was in Louisville, Kentucky. I looked out that window. God said, everything you see is going to be underwater. Now, I'm telling you. So you need to get you some flood insurance. Praise the Lamb of God. And make sure your insurance papers and stuff are on point. Stop running to the mall with every dime you got trying to look good. Praise the Lamb of God. Buying shoes and clothing and thing of that nature. And put your money where it's going to protect you in the long run. Hallelujah. Now, I've told you what.
And
hallelujah. If Bishop Paul Morton was on this call, he would tell you all, when Katrina came, his salvation was he had flood insurance. They had to replace his Bentleys, all of his cars, hallelujah, his house. He got paid for everything because he had flood insurance that was on his contract. Yes.
They can, now, I'm going to put this plug in because it don't matter what state you're in, your daughter, Gail Johnson, is an insurance broker, and she can cover them in any state.
Hook you up. That's right. Pastor Gail Johnson, praise the Lamb of God, no matter what state you're in, what city you're in, she can hook up your insurance for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Why don't you give us a phone number or something for contact for that?
Okay, I'm going to give you her number. This is 630-723-8110.
Praise the Lamb of God. She is a broker, and she can hook you up anywhere you are in the country. Praise the Lamb of God with insurances of all types. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm saying this to you all, people of God, hallelujah, because a lot of times we sleep on these type of things and we walk around, praise the Lamb of God, unprotected. It's time for you to protect yourselves in this area. So when the water comes, the flooding, this, that, and another, when the deal drop, praise the Lamb of God, your stuff will be restored, you'll be repaid, and you will have more than you had when you went into the flood. Praise the Lamb of God. They had to pay Paul Morton so much money back, praise the Lamb of God, until he started being happy. He wanted to remodel his church over in New Orleans. I'll never forget. We was on a conference call. He said, boy, I know y'all praying because of the storm that came and hit my church. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, but I don't want y'all to worry about it. I was praying to the Lord, hallelujah, whether I should remodel it or not. I had the people in there looking at how many hundreds of thousands of dollars it was going to cost us. He said, but now because of this storm and this flood and the electrical damage and everything, they got to redo the whole building. The insurance company got to pay for it. So my whole church remodeled, and we ain't going to be out of pocket a dime. God has a way of doing things, praise the Lamb of God, when you are set in a position for God to do it. Hallelujah. Now, I didn't told you what to do. Praise the Lamb of God. It's up to you, hallelujah, to make sure that your stuff is set. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's another insurance policy that Pastor Gail can hook you up with for each one of your children, praise the Lamb of God, for a whole year. Can be covered for like $20,000 or $30,000 of life insurance praise the Lamb, for something like $40 a year. Just one time you pay $40 and your child is covered for $20,000 or $30,000 of life insurance for that, for the entire year. That is something that you need to look into. Praise the Lamb of God, those of us with children. Hallelujah. That's of age for that. So that, praise the Lamb of God, if something happened in the streets, and brothers and sisters, let me tell you something now. Praise the Lamb. I don't want nothing to happen to nobody. Hallelujah. But that's what insurance is for. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm just saying, make sure you are protected. We run out to these restaurants, and we spend $30, $40, $50, $70, $80 sitting up eating chicken and stuff like that, trying to make ourselves feel good when we could have spent $10 and cooked the chicken at home and saved the $60, $70 and fed everybody with leftovers. Hallelujah. We run out to the malls. We buy shoes, clothes that we can't even got room in our house for no more. We need to wake up and start reversing things and do things right. I'm praying, praise the Lamb of God, that you hear the prophet's voice. It's time for wisdom to kick in, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can become the head and not the tail. So that we can become the head and not the tail. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have told you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I done told you, praise the Lord. It's up to you what you're going to do with that. Now, again, in your prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, as you're seeking God and you're in the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God, one of the secrets of hearing God is remaining. After you have exhausted yourself, praise God, I dare you to stay there and say, Lord, it's your time now. Hallelujah. This is your time. Speak to your servant. Speak to your daughter. Speak to your son. Praise the Lamb of God. And remain in there in silence. Praise the Lamb of God. You might have some worship music, something going in the background. Praise the Lamb of God. You stay there in that worship place. The Lord will eventually pray, and it may not happen your first time. Hallelujah. But if you keep pressing, praise the Lamb of God. An apostle called me the other day and told me, Shakespeare, I thank you again today for the day you came in my church and made me get on my knees in my office and you showed me how to get into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I could hear God. You walked me through it. I've been hearing God ever since. He said, but this morning the Lord spoke to me some things that, man, just blew me away. And I could not believe, hallelujah, that God was talking to me the way he was talking to me. He said, but you showed me, hallelujah, the way to get God to speak to me. I'm trying to be a blessing to as many people as I can in my season of life because I don't know when this show is going to end, when the last one is going to be aired, when the Lord is going to take me to a different venue or something of that nature. But I do know this. I'm trying to give you what I can give you while I'm with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you now, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You, and even you can hear the voice of God speaking to you through his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God in your spirit every day of your life. And in this season is the time that we need to hear the voice of the Lord like we have never heard the voice of the Lord before. We need to hear it now, praise the Lamb of God. But you're going to have to get quiet in the presence of God. You're going to have to get quiet in the presence of God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to get quiet. And you're going to... Hello, who is that? Oh, who? Wait. Pastor Gail?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Pastor Gail?
And I am doing just wonderful. Just signed my lease. I'm doing wonderful.
They just told me that you signed your lease. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I had seen something in the spirit that I was going to tell you about this building. Praise the Lamb of God. hallelujah, that you're going to receive for the church. I know y'all looking for it, but you ain't going to have to look for it. It's going to find you.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you tell you that? The building going to find you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to bring you, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, into that place. Hallelujah. And it's going to be as if it ain't cost you nothing.
Amen.
You just watch what God do for you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. I see a parking lot. Praise the Lamb of God, that's already paved with a gray silver fence around it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It looks like it's almost like down the side of it is like at least a half a block long. Praise the Lamb of God. Is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God is going to bless you with that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. He's going to give it to you. A nice parking lot for you, for your parishioners and stuff to park, and so that you can have a parking place very close to the building. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can just out and step in. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's quick, too. Just not far off. God is speaking. Hallelujah. I told you all, the Lord opened a portal in the heavens for me, and I saw the green rain raining down on me. And I prayed today that God would let it spill on the people. And behind that, right here on this shelf, God spoke and said, hallelujah, that I have released a blessing to them.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in their hands in a few days. In a short period of time, you're going to have it in your hands. Now, remember this, people of God. I just told you the other day, hallelujah, just a couple of days ago, God said, inside of a week. Now he said he didn't release it.
Amen.
So open your hands and look for the blessing to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So open your hands and look for the blessings to come. For as sure as God live, it's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. As sure as the Lord live, the blessing is coming to you all. Hallelujah. Pastor Gill, it's good to hear your voice. Pastor Gill, you know, I just down here in Singapore. Praise God, there's pollution all in the air. Everybody's walking around with masks on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
well,
right now. The Lamb of God. It's on CNN. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
That it will be clear by October 7th.
Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm looking at that right now. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy. People of God, is so much going on in our world right now that we need to be looking at. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and concerned with the 100,000 people are without home in Calgary. 100,000 people have lost their home. 100,000 people of God have lost their homes. Praise the Lamb of God. In the Himalaya, 550 people are declared dead already. Praise the Lamb of God, because of the massive flooding and stuff that and mud slides and stuff that has gone on there in India. Praise God. God is moving, people of God. Hallelujah. It's coming to a theater near you. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I'm a sound alarm, a sound the warning. And I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God, keep listening to the show, because another thing the Lord told me, that I'm going to tell you where I'm going so that you can tell him. That he's going to tell me where he's going to hit at. Praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to our cities. And I will sound the alarm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's all. I can only speak what God speaks. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's all I can do. My heart is heavy about it, but God has, he has danced, he has piped, he has sung, he has went beyond the call of duty to get the attention of the earth, to get the attention of people, and still, hallelujah, people will not respond to God. People will not call on the name of the Lord in holiness and righteousness the way they should. Praise the Lamb of God. And because of this, we are going to see major destruction. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to see, hallelujah, a cry that's going to go out, praise the Lamb of God, up into the heavens. They will call on the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is well. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said to tell Pastor Gail, by this time next month, you'll be preparing to move in.
Amen.
You did hear me, didn't you?
You say by?
By this time next month.
Amen.
You'll be preparing to move in.
Amen. Glory to God.
The Lord said by this time next month, you'll be preparing to move in. All right. I done told you now.
I hear you. I hear you, prophet. I have received it. Hallelujah.
Come on, start preparing to move it. Hallelujah. So you just start making your preparation because this door done open for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the name of God. This door
Hallelujah.
Is open.
Yes.
My God,
yes,
my God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Second today, amen, amen.
I can't wait to sanctify the building. I can't
amen.
Wait to walk over the parking lot. Praise the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
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 Daddy coming home. Daddy gonna have to come
amen.
Home for that. I know.
Yeah.
Praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I remember last year you told me that God would give me my home first. And then the church, in that order.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, as of Monday, next July 1st, I will be in my residence.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
And then you said, then the church next. You said, you told me specifically that was the order that God was going to move, and that was last summer.
I told you that last summer.
Yeah.
That God was going to give you your place first.
Yeah.
And then he was going to give you a church home. Lord
yeah,
have mercy.
Because my home had to be settled first. My living space had to be settled.
Lord
That's
have mercy.
That's what he told me.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my.
Yes,
it is. My God, what an awesome God we serve. Hold on, we got a caller here. Erica 248. I think it's Andrea calling back in.
Yes, it's me. When you had mentioned about 10 or 15 minutes ago about us getting insurance, you know, first floor and homeowners, I was thinking about, I don't really watch TV that much, and on yesterday, in the city that I'm from, Pontiac, there was a young boy, a teenager, that was inside his home, and his home was being robbed while he was inside his home.
Mm.
And God had placed it in my spirit to share with everyone that it's important for us to be on our post so that people can get their insurance and they can have the assurance. So not only your home insurance, but for us to make sure that we witness it and we testify, no matter how old and young people are, so that they can have their insurance in him and they can have
yes.
the assurance.
Hallelujah.
And right when I was thinking that you had spoke about our children getting insurance, so I knew it was meant for me to release this, and I just wanted to share that with everybody. The young boy
yes,
is
Pastor
okay,
Gail,
but he
was
on the phone with the police.
I was talking to them, and we gave out your phone number for them to contact you. People are hearing us anywhere in the country to contact you
Amen.
So that God is talking about all of this visitation. He's coming to the cities. There's going to be major destruction coming.
Amen.
And that to make sure that our apartments and our homes are covered with, if you're renting, you can get renter's insurance.
Yes,
it costs pennies, people of God. It's so inexpensive.
Yes,
You can get renter's insurance. You can get homeowner's insurance. Some of you have car insurance, but you don't have homeowner's insurance. If you get with Pastor Gail, she can show you that if you hook your homeowner's insurance to your car insurance, your premium probably is going to drop, not go up. It probably is going to drop, praise the Lamb of God. One of my friends just did it, and it went down $100 because they added their homeowner's insurance on their policy also. So there's ways to bridge it. Then there's another policy I found out about, praise the Lamb of God, Pastor Gail, about children. I don't know how old the cutoff is, but for $45 a year, that your child can be covered for like up to $20,000 or $30,000 of insurance,
of
life insurance.
Say
what now?
That's a rider. That is a rider for your children, and it's very inexpensive to put your children on the rider. If your child goes to college, that can be the rider can be effective until the child completes at least 4 years of bachelor's. A bachelor's degree. So there are many, many advantages. And what I found out is a lot of people, we depend on insurance from the job as far as our life insurance. But once we leave that place, the insurance is not portable. It's not a suitcase. You can't carry it with you. And you're actually without life insurance. And life insurance is for the living and not the dead, I will say that. And it ensures our family can keep a steady, a constant flow of living. And if we're gone or a loved one, is gone, that family can maintain. And the other thing, I want to give a shout-out to the pastors because there is a key policy for pastors. And officers of the church, that if something happens to a key officer or the pastor, it guarantees that the church will continue to flow, with that.
Right.
And this is
a key man.
That's a man. Key man. Amen.
The policy, yes. Praise the Lamb. So there's a lot here. Pastor Gail, give your number out again so they can call you anywhere in the nation you are. You can reach out to Pastor Gail, and she'll be able to help.
We're all over the United States, and because we broke her with A-plus insurance companies. This is not, rinky-dink insurance. This is A-plus carriers, same as State Farm, Allstate, American Family. We have an A-plus rating on all of our travelers, the Hartford companies. But my phone number, please call me on my personal cell, which is 630-723-8110, and just let me know, I'm with the prophet.
One more time, Pastor.
630-723-8110.
That's Pastor Gail Johnson. She is a legal broker here in America, and can help you no matter where you are in America, working with some of the top names in insurance companies as a broker, and can help you, praise the Lamb of God, to secure your today and your tomorrow, your children, your home, your cars, all of your insurance needs, praise the Lamb of God.
And
if you're sowing into the
commercial also.
What was that?
If you have your own business or you run a business.
She do commercial also.
Also.
So those
commercial.
Of you with your businesses and what have you, she do commercial insurance also. My God.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to talk to Pastor Gail and see, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, if there's anything in any way she can help, praise the Lamb of God, to help your insurance needs.
Awesome show.
Go ahead.
Prophet, I just want to say one thing. If I am unable to help you, I will assist you in gaining insurance by a carrier in your state.
I also assist that way.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. She says she will help you. Praise her. If she can't, she will help you get the carrier that you need in your state. Praise the Lamb of God so that you will be covered and all things will be well for you. People of God, I'm telling you, praise God, even when it rains, and we must understand this, when it rains on the just and the unjust. When the sun shines, it rains, it shines on sinners and it shines on the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. When God moves, praise the Lamb of God, catastrophically, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, even though it may affect you, praise the Lamb of God, in a negative way, the results of it can be bountiful blessings upon your life, hallelujah, if in fact you are positioned, praise the Lamb of God, and have things in order, praise God, so that God can bless you through the catastrophic events that happens, praise the Lamb of God, and that shall come to pass. We are so privileged and blessed that God is warning us beforehand, praise the Lamb of God, of his pragmatic movement. This is not it's the year 2000 going to come around and the world going in, and this is not one of those cries. Oh, you need to stack up on your water and you need to get this and you need, this is not one of these cries. This is a warning from the Lord God Almighty, who always warns his children, praise the Lamb of God, who always warns his people, as, praise the Lamb of God, he prepares to move. As he prepares to move, he warns his people by his prophets. Hallelujah. It's right there in the word of God. I will do nothing in the earth that concerns you except I warn you through my prophets. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm not the only prophet that is declaring. I may be the only one bold enough to do it the way I do it, but I'm not the only one that's speaking, praise the Lamb of God, what God is about to do in this season. Some are sensing it, some are feeling it, and some just interpreting it. But God is speaking to me and telling me to tell you. He's telling me to announce it. He's telling me to declare it. He told me to post it on Facebook. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm following the instructions of God so that all of us can be blessed through, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, these things that God is going to do in the earth realm, and that we'll be able to walk away saying, the Lord told us that he was going to do this. This the Lord's doing. No matter how they act, jump up and down, the Lord's, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, people of God, I didn't mention this the other day. Don't forget your savings. Hallelujah. As it relates to our dollar a week program, the number of the week of the year is what we save every week. Don't forget, praise the Lamb of God, you want to do that. And make sure, praise the Lamb of God, you're in place for our prophetic gathering. We're gearing up, praise the Lamb of God. We have conference calls coming up again, praise the Lamb, for the education piece. We have conference call coming up, praise the Lamb of God, again, for our volunteers. We have stuff that's going, that we're going to be doing in Chicago with some pastors over there with Pastor Gail, praise the Lamb of God, heading that up for us as one of the hosts for the gathering, November 6th through the 8th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of November, right there in Oak Brook, Illinois, at the Doubletree Hotel. Get your discount rate, praise the Lamb of God. The information is on our Facebook page there under the events. And then also, praise the Lamb of God, you can go to our website at psmintl.org. And there, praise the Lamb of God, you can gain information also. We are moving strategically to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that our classes are going to be top-notch and that you're going to receive all that you need in order for the manifest promises to come upon you that God has prophesied over your life. This includes your calling, your activation, impartations. This includes, praise the Lamb of God, some external blessings that has been held up. We're going to show you how to get them released. We're going to be in war gear, praise the Lamb of God, throughout the conference every day. At night, we will dress in our church attire, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But in the daytime, praise the Lamb of God, all day long, we are in our war gear, praise, and you can wear it even at night if that's your desire. But we're going to be in war combat gear, praise the Lamb of God, in any combat outfit that you would like to wear, praise the T-shirts, sweatshirts, fatigues, Desert Storm, praise the Lamb, whatever you would like to wear, you can wear, praise the Lamb of God, during the conference, because that is the way we're going to be doing in warfare, praise the Lamb of God, prophetic warfare, prophetic intercession warfare. We're going to be doing that, praise the Lamb of God, doing the actual conference. I want you to be a part of this. It's going to be awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. God has spoken. We're going. We're going to be there. We're going to see healing. We're going to see deliverance. We're going to see breakthroughs. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to literally see the chains breaking off. Hallelujah, our people. Hallelujah, that attend the conference. There's only 200 seats. Praise the Lamb of God. Hear me good. There's only 200 spots. Hallelujah. The rooms are going. You want to block your room as soon as you can. Praise the Lamb of God. Get your room secured. Hallelujah. Your registration can come late, but you want to make sure you're on the premises with us. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a beautiful area. Cheesecake Factory, Maggiano's, Chicago Pizza. All of that is right in walking distance. Praise the Lamb of God right there at the hotel. Hallelujah. Beautiful shopping, the Oak Brook Mall is right there. Praise the Lamb of God. For those of you who want to do a little shopping, get your souvenirs and memorabilia, praise the Lamb of God, as we go to Chicago. It's going to be awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Here we go. Bertha Pruitt. How you doing, honey?
Hey, Pastor. I am fine. How are you? I am blessed. I had put it out yesterday about my church member been missing since Monday, but praise God, she called me last night and she is all right and she was on her way back home.
Okay,
I just wanted to let everybody know that she is fine.
Who is that again?
Alicia Carr. This is one of the members
okay,
that
Alicia
I church.
Carr. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for her. Hallelujah. Now we have missing in action is Dr. J. Praise the Lamb of God. I haven't heard from Dr. J in a couple of days on our page and what have you. Praise
fine,
God.
She's fine.
Hallelujah.
She called me. Yeah.
She's fine?
She's okay. Yeah, she's
okay.
Fine and proper. She called me one day this week.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, yes.
Trying to keep up with our members. Praise the Lamb of God to make sure everybody is all right. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this season. Hallelujah. I tell you, I love you all. I care. I praise the Lamb of God about those of you that I know and that are, you know, going through and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you so dearly and so very much. Hallelujah. And I'm concerned about your moral welfare, praise God, and your relationship with God is of vital importance to me to make sure that you're going and make sure that you're getting, praise the Lamb of God, what you need to hear when you tune in to this show on a daily basis, and that what I praise the Lamb of God is digestible for you, hallelujah, so that you can have, oh my goodness, yes, God, all that God, hallelujah, we'll have for you. I'm praying for my people down in the bayou. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you all to know that. I'm praying for you all. Praise the Lamb of God down in that area. Hallelujah, in the New Orleans area, because it's hurricane season again, and we know this. Praise the Lamb of God. It's hurricane season. Hallelujah, and we know this. And so I'm praying for you all. hallelujah, that God would be very merciful and very kind. Hallelujah, you all have been affected in a major way almost every year. Hallelujah, every summer for the last several summers, praise the Lamb of God, since before Katrina, being affected, and then Katrina came, and then hit after hit afterwards. But we're praying for the mercy of God down your way. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. And it's a season now, praise the Lamb, that those of us who know our God, hallelujah, yeah, need to press into the presence of God and on behalf of others.
That's right. That's right.
On behalf of others, praise the Lamb of God, interceding before the Lord, before his throne. Hallelujah. Interceding. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I don't care what nobody say about the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship, but one thing I tell you, we got one of the best intercessory ministries going, hallelujah, around this nation. Praise the Lamb of God. Even tonight, there's an intercessory revival that's going to be going on in Richmond. Praise the Lamb of God. Richmond, Kentucky, in lieu of us coming there the week of the 4th of July. Praise the Lamb of God for our international conference. There's going to be a fire revival tonight. Hallelujah. We had one last week and week before last, and it's going to be one next week. Bishop Myatt is there tonight. Bishop Murphy will be there on next Friday night as a kickoff to the conference. Prayer. We have a fast schedule going right now. Praise the Lamb of God. We're on a liquid diet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Every day to 4 o'clock coming up to our international conference, these 21 days of prayer and fasting. We have our regional directors and our state directors of intercessory prayer. Praise the Lamb of God that is convening and going to bring some hundreds of people to the conference. Praise the Lamb of God. To man our 6-in-1 conference, praise the Lamb of God, with intercessors from all over. Hallelujah. You want to be a part of this, praise the Lamb of God, as we descend on Louisville, Kentucky. We have already done spiritual mapping. Praise the Lamb of God. We know the territorial demons and what have you that's over those cities. And we are already praying, praise the Lamb of God, and piercing the atmosphere concerning those activities. It's a whole lot that we are engaged in. I've been every weekend. I'm not going this weekend. I decided to rest, praise the Lamb of God, at the behest of the Holy Ghost, and take care of some things around home, praise the Lamb of God, and with my children. But I want you to know, people of God, Prophet Michael Shakespeare loves you all. Every seed sown to our ministry, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know that I thank God for each of you that think on us enough just to call our names in prayer. I thank you so much for your prayers, for your continuous coverage. Hallelujah, I really do. I bless God for each of you for doing that today and doing that as much as you do. Bertha Pruitt, I love you. Divine Favor, you know you're my member. You know I love you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Those California, Greenville, praise the Sylvia, all of you guys out there, New York, praise the Lamb, Arlene, all of you guys there, all of you guys, Cuzzo, Peninsula, praise the Lamb of God, Ghana, praise the Lamb, Atlanta, Georgia, Albuquerque, New Mexico, praise the Lamb of God, all around, I love all of you, Seattle, Washington, I love you, praise the Lamb, Buffalo, New York, love you, New York. Love all of you guys. Chicago, Chi-Town, my town, my kind of town. Praise the Lamb of God. Detroit, Detroit, you won my heart. I love all of you guys, and I bless you. I'll talk to you all on Tuesday. Be blessed. Let's continue to pray for one another in the name. Amen. That's above every name. In the name of Jesus.
Days are over.